started?
Well, it's been a very long time since I have done this. So thank you to everybody who's been waiting for a new episode. My name is Abraham, and I am recording a new episode for my podcast. It's been about over a month for A Life Through a Different Lens. I have with me my old friend, Vanessa.
Hello.
And we have been putting this off for some time. I think we tried like over the phone one time maybe, and then life happened.
Life.
We just got lunch.
Adult life.
Yep, we're at a park now in the shade on a nice blanket from Guatemala, trying not to fall asleep, watching kids swim in a pool. Ooh. Slightly jealous, but not really jealous because I got out of work from a pool earlier today. So yeah, but thank you for doing this.
Got it.
And hopefully my listeners enjoy, especially now that we are available on so many different... Last time I did an episode, I think I was available on like 5 different things. And I did the count. I'm like available on like 10 now. Not me. The podcast, not me.
Wow. Correction.
Yeah, right? So God has been good. as this podcast has always been for that purpose. So I think we told this before, but for those who have not listened, when you were on our second... No, you were on our third episode when we told the childhood stories. So some people might remember your voice. How do we meet? Do you remember how we met?
I think, what was it? What did I say?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Adult life. When you get older, you forget things. It's true. It's true. Meeting you. I don't know. I feel like you've always been there. That's what everyone says about you.
It's true. Gio actually remembered how he met me the other day. And he was like...
He said it in that
podcast. The earliest memory I have where you're there is like kindergarten. You did pre-K and nursery in the academy, right?
Yeah.
So, I know you were there because I saw the pictures. I missed picture day for nursery. But I'm in the pre-K pictures. And in the kindergarten pictures. But the earliest memory I have is us playing tag at school. So we were like about five.
Five.
But I don't... But if it makes you feel better, I don't really remember anybody before five, really.
Well, I'm the first person you remember from the age of five.
Like the other people, like when William said how he met me.
Yeah.
Didn't remember that.
Whole baloney.
When Gio said how he met me, didn't remember that. I met Alex and Jonathan after you. So, like, yeah, you're up there in in seniority in terms of friendship length. So you don't remember either?
I don't think so.
What's the earliest memory you have?
Of you?
Or with me there, not necessarily of me. I mean, I was a pretty memorable kid. always getting in trouble.
I don't know. I mean, you were always there when we played like dodgeball and soccer. I just remember the playground.
Yep, yeah. that's what I remember. Just running around playing tag.
That's it.
I actually remember. I think I might have told this story on the other one. You were like swinging. You were on the swings, and like.
Did I kick you?
I think you might have kicked me, and I got mad. And like when
that's
you came around,
totally possible.
I punched you, and I knocked your tooth out.
Oh my gosh! I totally did not remember.
I remember that. I just remember feeling really bad afterwards. I don't know why I thought it'd be okay to punch a girl, especially at like 5 years old, 5-6 years old.
I don't think anyone ever realized I was a girl ever.
But like, and I remember my cousin being like, dude, that wasn't cool. Like, you punched the girl and you knocked her tooth out. Like, that doesn't make you like a bad, like, you know, like a cool kid. It makes you like a jerk. Like, that's not cool. So yeah, that's, I remember that. But it's funny that you don't remember that.
No, I don't. Did I take it like a champ? Did I cry?
You got back up. You didn't cry. You were just like, oh, like you.
Oh, I was here's my tooth.
Yeah. That's what I remember. Maybe other... I don't remember who else was there. I think Awild and Giselle might have been there.
Probably. I was always with them.
So, yeah. I don't really remember any what happened after, but I remember punching you. I think you did... You might have kicked me. Like, you were swinging, and, like, I was in front of you. You kicked me. And I thought, hey, let me just punch her. That makes this even, right? Punched you and knocked your tooth out.
Nice.
Yeah. But, yeah.
You probably earned my respect from that.
I have no idea. I know from that day on, I was like, yeah, that's not cool. Because I think earlier that year, we were playing tag. And, like, I think a Wilder had, like, pushed me to the floor while we were playing tag. And I thought it'd be cool to, like, you know, just, like...
slap her.
Not slap her, like, hit her on the stomach. But what I thought was gentle. And I just remember, like... I remember this vividly, like, running. Like, haha, you're it. And just, like, making sure...
Whack.
She knew she was it really strong. I hit her in the stomach. She was like, oh. And then it's like, what is your problem? And then I think I had punched you afterwards. So I was like, you know what? I don't want to get a reputation as a kid who beats up girls. So, especially if they beat me up and I lose. So, no.
Let's not do that.
But after that, I just... First grade. I know you were there first grade.
Mrs. Lopez.
And then I left the school, and I think you left the school, what, after second grade? After third grade?
No, halfway through third grade.
Ooh, halfway through third grade. And then you went to what? What school did you go to after that?
I went to the Levittown School District.
What was the name of your elementary school?
Gardner's Avenue Elementary.
And then you went to Salk?
Went to Salk Middle School. Then I went to MacArthur.
And then MacArthur.
MacArthur High School. Go Generals.
Go General.
Go General.
For those, that's funny. Yeah, I mean, I knew a couple people from MacArthur. I think we talked about it. We had, like, some people that you knew that I knew that went there.
Yeah.
I would actually go there pretty frequently. I never thought to be like, oh, I should tell Vanessa to come watch me run or something. Because I told my other friends that all the time. And now that I look back, I'm like, Vanessa was day one, so I should have told Vanessa to.
Well, I don't think you even knew that I went there. I don't know if you did.
I think I did, like, maybe my senior year. I'm trying to remember, like, after you left the school, I don't remember seeing you for, like...
years.
Ever. Not probably till, like... No, I... You know when I remember seeing you? So, let's say, first grade. After I left first grade, I was 6, going on 7.
Right.
So, and then the next time I saw you was the first time I had gone with James... to the Freeport campus of your church.
Yeah,
Tuesday service.
Oh my gosh, it was years ago.
Which, now that I look back, was 9, 8 years ago. Somewhere around there.
So we were like 12?
No. 14, 15? Maybe more. No, it was less than. It was like 2011, 2012, somewhere around there. It was my sophomore or junior year.
We didn't have Tuesday services then.
For the high school kids?
No.
You sure?
Yes, 100% positive.
So it was a Thursday I was going.
We didn't have Thursdays either.
So, but I remember seeing you. That's where I remember seeing you there.
It was at Freeport?
Yeah, and it was for like the high school group. I remember.
Then we were younger. We must have been like 12 then.
No, it definitely wasn't because I didn't reconnect with James. And for those of you listening, James Ramos is a mutual friend. I didn't really reconnect with James till 10th grade.
Yeah, no, we didn't have Tuesday services.
I remember because...
We had it on Fridays.
No, but Tuesdays, you guys had like what we call like a cell group where you guys got together and had that.
Maybe you went to someone's group? I don't know.
It might have been Irwin's group. I'm not sure.
That could be possible.
And I know you guys would have like your group upstairs, but not all the time. Do you remember now?
Okay, yeah, you definitely came on like a group, like to a group. Growth group thing.
Yeah, it was a growth group thing. I remember that because you guys would have them in church. That's what it was. It wasn't a service. It was
there
a growth
we go.
Group. And I remember just... And I remember I was like, I have a friend that comes here. And I said to James, I was like, does Vanessa still go here? He's like, yeah. And he's like, you might see her around. And I think I had probably gone for like a good 3-4 months consecutively.
I had no idea that you were there.
Not consecutively, but like where I was there frequently.
Yeah.
And then I think that's how I saw you, because I remember I was waiting for Jessica, who's James's sister.
Right.
And then you came out, and I was like, oh my gosh, Vanessa. And like, but you had to go like right away, so it was like we didn't have much time to talk. That's when I remember seeing you again. So like...
So we were
a
like,
good like
probably
8,
16.
9, yeah, like 15, 16 around there. So like a good 8, 9 years after.
Oh my gosh.
Which is crazy.
It's insane.
And yeah, like I remember that. And then I think I saw you again when I had gone to a Friday one. Yeah, I went to a Friday one time.
Hmm.
And you
was
were
I
singing.
Playing?
You were playing.
Playing.
And then I think there was another one I had gone to where it's like it was a glow in the dark theme.
That was New Year's.
Yes, I went for the New Year's party. There we go. And I remember that, and it was like neon, and it was really bad because like I got the neon like on my stuff, and yeah, that's when I. If all those other ones you don't remember, I would hope you remember the New Year's one. That was what 2012.
I don't remember seeing you there.
And that was in your Baldwin campus.
Yeah, it was.
That was in your Baldwin campus. I remember that one for sure because I was good buddies at that point in time with like Jerry and Oscar and all of them.
They would have been there, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But so like there was a big gap between like first grade, 10th, 11th grade, Jesus. And then again, a little bit of a gap after that because I don't remember seeing you much after that. Never thought to like get your number or anything to like stay in touch. Nope.
Nothing.
And then I'm trying to think when it was I might have seen you after that.
I think that was it until recently at Applebee's.
Yeah, we bumped into each other. No, we had bumped into each other a couple times at the Applebee's in Baldwin.
Yeah.
But again, never thought to like get the number.
Let's stay connected.
You remember that, right? Because I think.
Yeah.
They had, those girls had maybe just started coming to your church.
Maybe.
Not sure. I want to say that was maybe like 2-3 years ago. Right? Somewhere around there. Because I remember bumping into you a couple times, like twice at Applebee's.
Yeah. But I think it was just you. It wasn't anyone else. But
it was me with my other group of friends. And I was like, I looked across and I was like, I know those people. I was like, I know Vanessa. Her. And I think Kevin might have been with you one time.
Probably, yeah.
And I was like, hey, Kevin. So I knew Kevin from high school.
Kevin Sosa.
And then I was like, hey, Vanessa. And then I think Kevin was like, he said to me, how do you know Vanessa? And I was like, Vanessa's the day one from nursery. So yeah, and then, till now where we've been reconnecting slowly more and more with everybody.
Yeah.
Because we went to go see you speak.
This is true.
Because before that, I think the last time would have been, we actually bumped into each other at Applebee's.
Yeah, and that's
And then
when
we were like,
you,
all right, we need to like do, I remember it was
we
late.
We need to establish this
late.
Connection.
Yes, it was late too. It was me, Christian, and Alex.
Yep.
And I think.
And Will.
And Will. And we were like, and you introduced us to Alana, Ashley, Kaylin. Was there somebody else there? I don't know.
I think Christine was there.
Maybe. But yeah, so you introduced us to them and they left and then you hung out with us till like 1 in the morning just talking.
Yeah, and this was at Applebee's again.
Applebee's in Baldwin.
Seems to be the place.
Yeah, and it's funny, I bump into a lot of people I know there because I went to Baldwin High and we all gather. Around. And you guys go there because
our church is literally down the road.
Right down the road, a hop, skip, and a step away.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was the recollection. That was the retelling of our friendship history. There was a couple gaps between now, where I'm 23 now, recently turned 23, and Vanessa is gonna be 20, is 23 already. I was gonna say was gonna turn 23.
I was like, no.
I remember. But yeah, so there's that. And so fill in those blanks.
Those blanks. Oh, which ones?
Your whole life. Tell us your life story. Yeah, tell us your life story.
Which life story? The Christian version? The
Well, tell us everything. You're the oldest, right? Out of your siblings?
Out of three kids, yep.
Has your family always gone to church?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I was telling Abe today that I was actually dedicated at a totally different church that I go to now. But my parents go to now, which is funny.
Yeah.
That's a whole different story.
Though. Yeah, it's a whole different story.
But I think even when I was dedicated, my parents weren't really even going to church yet. Mm-hmm. They were just kind of there.
Okay.
They only went to church because my grandmother, my dad's dad. Mm. And that's how they got in touch with the church I go to now.
Oh.
Yeah.
CCR.
Yeah. CCR, for those of that did not know. Yeah.
That stands for Centro Cristiano Renacer. Yeah.
In English, Reborn Christian Center.
Now, your dad is from Italy, right?
No.
Your dad is the Hispanic one?
Mm-hmm.
And your mom is the Italian?
Yes.
That's crazy.
I am half Salvadorian, half Italian.
Do you speak any Italian at all?
I used to. I lost it. Unfortunately, it sucks.
Yeah?
Yeah, my mom was born in Italy.
What, do you know what part?
Yeah, Calabria.
Really?
It's in the southern part, yeah.
Yeah, I know where that is. That's cool. What?
Yep.
I actually took, straight it's funny, there. I took an Italian literature class this past semester.
Oh, yeah?
And so we had to learn, like, the different parts and all that. So that one, I was like, oh, I know where that is.
Italy, southern Italy.
That's cool. So no more Italian?
No more. Because I took it in middle school and high school, so it was beautiful.
Fluent.
It was great, and then I stopped taking it.
I took it a little bit in college, and then, like, I stopped, like... But there were gaps between when I took it in college, so I lost and did not... I had no one to practice it with. So I downloaded apps to try and help me, but...
Yeah, I want to do that. I want to, like, learn more languages. Like, I want to learn Greek, French, German.
That's cool.
Bucket list.
I want to do that, too. Definitely Greek. I want to learn French. Learn French. Maybe Portuguese. Maybe Brazilian Portuguese. Not European Portuguese, maybe. And... I think German for sure. Maybe Dutch.
I tried to take German in college, but they closed down the classes. There weren't enough people.
Oh, that sucks.
I ended up taking Spanish.
Yay. I actually just finished taking I took a Spanish grammar class. It actually helped me a lot in terms of to broaden my vocabulary.
I wish I would have taken that. It's funny because in college, it was my freshman year of college, and I ended up taking Spanish, so they put me in Spanish one. So, because I was like, I speak broken Spanish. Like, my grammar sucks. I don't speak it, like, the right way. Like, I get corrected all the time. Have the accent, but that's about it. So, first day, go into Spanish one. Professor is handing out, you know, index cards, get info and stuff like that. And I haven't said a word, nothing. Comes up to me. She's like, and she says in Spanish, do you understand Spanish? Do you understand what I'm saying right now? All in Spanish. And I'm like, yes. I'm like, She's like, you don't belong in my class, get out. And I was just like, okay. Thanks. She was like, you can go upstairs to the office and they can put you in a different class. But I'm like, okay. I guess.
Yeah, I thought I was done because in high school I took up to AP. And that gives you college credit.
College credit, yeah.
But when I transferred after I got my associate's, Queens College requires that you take a foreign language. Yeah. And I was desperately trying to take Italian, but then I had to prove my I was trying to take Italian too, but then I desperately had to. I had to prove that I was Italian too material. And I don't think between the year and a half I took Italian one, and now I take Italian. I don't think I could prove it. So I was like, I'm just gonna go with a Spanish grammar course.
Yeah. They were going to try to put me in, like, a native Spanish course.
Okay.
Or whatever. And they were like, oh, it doesn't meet your degree requirement. I'm like, thanks. Great. Thanks. So they put me in, like, Spanish 3. And I'm like, oh, God. Like,
still don't want to take this. And how was that?
That was horrible. I got a C.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you not speak a lot of Spanish at home?
No. I don't. The only reason I know Spanish is because my grandmother. She only speaks Spanish.
Really?
Gotcha. So she used to take care of me. So she really, only and like Spanish.
Your dad has good English, I'm guessing.
Yeah, his English is better than his Spanish. He was
really?
Born here.
Oh wow, got it.
Yeah.
And so. Your mom, she speaks more Italian. I mean, more English than Italian.
Yeah.
Do any of your siblings know Spanish?
No, barely. My sister knows it because she's a little bit because she's taking it.
Gotcha. And like no Italian for them either.
My brother knows Italian because he's taking Italian.
Wow.
That's about it. That's
crazy.
Yeah, we're very uncultured, unfortunately. Uncultured. Not when it comes to food, but when it comes to language.
I was about to say probably not when it comes to food.
No, not when it comes to food.
Gotcha. So, back to the initial. We got on this tangent. It was I had asked you where your parents were from.
Right.
And then we went on this
language,
tangent.
Language journey.
But your parents presented you at this church that they go to now, not the one you go to, and they introduced you to that church.
Yeah.
Been going there where you've been going to CCR since what? How old?
Probably
since how long
since
do you remember?
I was like 7.
Wow.
So 2002.
Wow, yeah. Somewhere around there. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's insane. It's going to be, oh my God, it's going to be 20 years in a few years. That makes me feel old. Wow. Yeah.
Yep. But you've also been there for a while too, so that's crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy.
Has it changed a lot since you...
Oh my God, thank yes. yes, thank God, yes. It has changed.
For the good? Thank Mostly God. For the good?
Yes, for the good. Still changing. We're almost there.
That's great.
Almost there.
That's awesome, man.
For sure.
Did you like church when you were a kid?
No, absolutely not. Oh, my gosh. I am part of the wild, rare species of church kid, as I'm sure you are, too.
Yeah.
Where you grow up going to church your whole life as a kid, and you grow to hate it. I hate it a lot because you spend all your time there, and it's like, especially for me, it was like, because of my parents were rising up and title and stuff like that, you know, the spotlight gets put on you and everyone tries to tell you what to do. And it's just like, thanks. Like, I already know this. And it's like, and especially back then, it was more religion rather than relationship. So it was like, don't do this and don't do this. You can't do this. You're going to go to hell. Like, what's John 3:16? Like, John 3:16. Like,
for those of you who don't know, that is probably the
staple Bible verse.
Yeah. Even though Genesis 1:1 is easier to know, but
yeah, in the beginning.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's it.
Oh my gosh! What? Yep, John 3:16.
It's funny.
Jesus loves you. Don't know what that means, but okay.
Yeah, right. You just grow up with like that. It's funny that you say that, right? Like, you had these Bible verses memorized.
Yeah, they grilled them in your head.
I mean, I appreciate that now that I'm older, because I do definitely know
the
a
Bible.
Lot. Yeah, and like even from stories and like. Sunday school. Yeah. Did you like Sunday school at all?
Oh, no. I mean, yes and no. I mean, I like competition, so it was always about that for me.
I was about to say that, yeah.
So it was like, okay, I was always at the top of the class, but not because I actually liked it, just because I like being on top.
Of course.
So, like, being the best. So,
I do remember that from, like, first grade. Like,
do you really?
Like, yeah, because I always wanted the best grades, too. I remember you being one of those... One of my challengers, one of my foes. Maybe that's why I punched. No, I'm just kidding.
That's really why you punched
Maybe
me in
the
face.
Maybe that's why. No. But yeah, it's interesting. What's the age gap between you and your sister?
9 years.
Okay, so it would have been 9 years before. Well, she wouldn't have really remembered church, really, right? Well.
Well, she was going to church consistently, my sister, up until 2 years ago, so since she was like 12.
Oh, okay, so she...
Yeah, so she's
okay.
Pretty in there.
Gotcha. So when did you first, like, I don't know, get that, how can I say?
Decide not to hate church.
Yeah, decide not to hate church, yeah.
Oh, that's...
Or like, church isn't so bad.
Yeah, church isn't so bad after all. I think a lot had to do with my church changing.
Mm-hmm.
And by that I mean... other younger people that were older than me kind of changing the culture, changing the way that they were taught.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than just tell me like, yeah, you can't do this and that, like they would tell you why. Like I feel like as kids we never got the why to anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, if we did, it was like because I said so or because God said so. And it's just like, but why?
Mm-hmm.
You know? But just going through a lot of things in my childhood, and then going through awkward stages of middle school, you know, going through the depression, that was not a fun time. And I guess that's when I was just like, you know, I have nothing else to lose. Let me just try it.
Let me try this Jesus
stuff, this whole Jesus thing.
So how old were you when you like,
I
guess you gave Jesus a shot?
Yeah, I think I was probably like 14.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because before that, oh boy. Rebellious child.
Yeah?
Staple rebellious child.
In middle school?
But yeah. Yeah. And even as a kid. Oh, my gosh.
Crazy stories?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That was a
crazy
story.
I was always the one that, like, it was my idea, and I did it, and with other people, convinced other people, and never got caught.
Wow. A mischievous one.
Oh, yeah. It was always my idea, of course.
See, I was the one that was, like, I was involved. I was a part of the thought process. But usually the blame got put on me, even though I wasn't like the one who got caught. I was the scapegoat, but I was also the brains of the operation, I guess. So it was, that was annoying. Tell us this crazy story from your childhood.
Crazy
one that
story.
One that you are legally able to tell, if there are any that are illegal.
What's a good one? What's a good one? Let me think.
Just in general, does church, school, life, family.
Well, I mean, you already punched me in the face. That's a good story.
Yep, absolutely. People probably think I'm a jerk, even though that was almost 20 years ago.
You were five. Like,
yeah.
You're 5 years old.
Actually, I think my mom doesn't even know that.
Well, she will now if she listens to this.
I don't think she does. Does it? There's no stat button for this.
Let me see. There was one time. What was it? Okay, so the way that my church, the Freeport Church, is like structured, it used to be a Jewish temple, right? So it looks like that very much on the outside. And in the back, there are like these certain like bricks that like stick out of the wall. It's very weird. But hey, it's there. So the whole entire wall is like that. So I was like, let's climb it and go on the roof.
Oh, snap.
So I convinced two or three of my friends. We start climbing. We get about halfway and I hear someone coming. So I'm like, guys, someone is coming. We either go up to the roof now or we drop halfway through. And mind you, this building is pretty tall.
Yeah.
It's pretty tall.
I know it is.
It's not like tiny. It's pretty tall. So we made a split decision and we kept climbing all the way up. And we made it literally just in time on the roof to kind of like get on our stomachs and lie down.
Wow.
Before whoever came out. It was probably an usher or something.
This was what, during a Sunday service?
Probably.
Wow, during the service.
Oh yeah, so we probably snuck out of service.
Wow.
Yeah, fun time. I was probably like 10.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty dangerous child.
10.
No
on
one
top
would
of
know.
A roof.
Yeah, on top.
Yeah,
of
I know
roof.
That building well.
Yeah.
It's not like you said.
It's not small.
It's not a small building at
it's
all.
It's tall.
Probably a good 30, 40 feet.
Yeah, at least.
At least.
Yeah.
Jeez,
if
were
no,
you scared?
If not taller.
Yeah, you're probably right. And I mean, it doesn't surprise me because I knew you growing. I knew you as a kid, and you were like fearless. But it does surprise me that you got two other kids to go along. With
I once convinced this kid also to eat leaves in a bucket with water because I told him that's where lettuce came from. I was a really messed up kid. Oh my god.
Oh no.
Let's close this treasure chest back up.
Jeez, that's great.
He actually ate it.
That's
he
great.
Actually
that's
believed
great.
Me.
Oh,
I was probably like 7.
Jeez, wow.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk it?
No one.
Those two kids who climbed on the roof with you, is anyone that I know? Do you remember
probably,
who it was?
Probably. I will not reveal their identity.
Okay, that's good. You can tell me afterwards.
For their sake.
You can reveal it after we're done recording. I'm trying to think.
Off the record.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that, we waited for them to leave, and then we quickly climbed back down.
And were you grilled upon your return? Like, where were you?
Oh, no. They didn't even know I was gone.
What?
Yeah, because your parents don't want you at church. They're like, church is a free place. You know, what's going to happen at church? So, hey.
Not wrong.
Free reign.
That was a thought process.
You roam.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and there were a bunch of times where we snuck out of service, and there's this like little like river behind the church.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's
we
brook.
Would,
it's a brook.
Yeah, it's a brook.
It's called Brookside.
Yeah,
school. Yeah,
there
yeah.
we go. So we crossed the brook to go to the field behind the elementary school to play soccer during service. Yeah, fun times.
Probably weren't the only one, and probably won't be the last one.
No, probably not. Well, actually,
did they close the hole in the fence?
I don't know.
Because I remember there was a hole in the fence.
Yeah, there was a hole. That's how we got in.
Because I remember I was at practice, and I was like, I told James I was going to go with him. He's like, let's just go down behind Brookside and go through the hole in the fence. I was like, the hole in the fence? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, there's a hole.
I'm like, oh, okay. Interesting. It's funny, now that I think about it, there's a lot of people you know that I know that went to that church.
Yeah, we probably have a lot more people in common than we think.
Do you remember Josh and...
Josh Marin? Yeah.
And was it Elizabeth? Liz?
Yeah.
Liz Marin.
I actually just saw her recently and him too.
Yeah. That's cool. I haven't spoken. The last time I maybe spoke to Josh was like last year. Before that hadn't been like 2-3 years. And then there's my two friends, Jacob and Kevin Lopez. And then, you know, Brian Osma.
Brian.
And I'm trying to think of somebody else. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head. Besides James and
James
everybody
Ramos.
Else mentioned.
Kevin Sosa.
Nah, nobody off the top of my head.
Do you know Moses?
Moses.
Well, his first name is Eduardo.
What's
Martinez.
His last name? How old is he?
He's 3 years older than us, or 2 years. I can't remember. 2 or 3 years older.
I don't think so.
He went to Baldwin.
Yeah, I wouldn't know him then. Well, yeah, so, yeah, there's a couple people.
Do you know Jason Irizarry?
I think so.
That's my cousin.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he used to work at Best Buy in Baldwin?
Yep.
Then I know Jason. Mm-hmm. I had class with him, actually. That's your cousin, really.
That's my cousin.
He worked with Chris.
Yeah, he did.
Small world, and Alana. Right? And who?
And Alana.
Alana worked at Best Buy?
She did. That's how she knew Chris.
Oh, that's right. What a small world. That's great. Oh, you know who else did you knew then?
Who?
Stacy.
Yes. Stacy Gutierrez?
Yes. She went to Baldwin, but she also went to your church before she went to my church.
She did.
Yeah. That's crazy. We know a lot of the same people. But so you spoke about some of the things you went through as a kid. If you'd like to speak about some of the other stuff you went through as a kid. If you don't mind.
And I don't mind.
Speak about how the Lord has
the Lord has done wonders.
How the Lord has done wonders. You mentioned depression is one of them.
Yes.
What were some other things I guess you faced as a child?
Well, I'm trying to think. Because I recently just preached like a month ago.
This is another preaching, guys. You only have like, you know, you don't have that long. You don't have as much time as you do to preach for this one.
Oh, yeah. I kind of talked about it a little bit. How when I was a kid, like, being that I was the only child, both of my parents worked, so I didn't really get much attention or whatever. So, you know, kind of, I consider like I kind of raised myself kind of thing. So dealing with that, dealing with a lot of loneliness. And then something that kind of happened for a while was I was being abused by family members, so that really took a toll.
Gotcha.
Big toll in my life. Yeah, pretty big. And so all of that over the course of years, from like maybe like 5 to like 11 years old.
Wow.
So 11 years old, probably going into middle school, and all, I guess, years of that, and then on top of regular stuff that you go through as a kid, it just really just hit me hard. And I had no idea why. And so, you know, there's depression that hits, you know, like, I think depression hits everyone at some point. Because, you know, you go through middle school trying to figure out who you are and stuff like that. And you're like, do I really have a place in this world? And you go through all of these emotions and puberty and hormones and fun time.
Sure.
So I think all of that was just hitting me hard. And then, you know, at that age, friends suck. Like, there's no such thing as friends at that age.
Mm-hmm.
Or good friends, at least. Like, it's a miracle if you still have friends from then. So a lot of things happened with my friends, and a lot of backstabbing and betrayal, you know, the usual.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I was just like, you know, I'm just tired of all this or whatever. And that was when I was 14. And this was like right before we started having youth group on Fridays. We were having it on Saturdays. So I was at a regular like church service on a Friday. They were, you know, singing during worship or whatever. And all of a sudden, like, this song, they started singing this song, and it's, I don't know if you've heard it yet. Niña de mis ojos.
Yes.
Yeah. Or de tus ojos?
Yeah,
I'm
de
not
tus
sure.
ojos.
Yeah, tus ojos. And so all of a sudden, like, I broke and just like felt like a whole like bunch of like overwhelming love, and I was just like, what the heck is going on? And so I was like, and it's funny because right before that I kind of had a conversation, and I was just kind of like, you know, God, like, I don't know what else to do, like, I guess I'll give you a try because I have nothing else. So I was like, you either do something or I'm gonna do something, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so that's when it happened. And I, if you know me, if anyone knows me, like, if you know me, I don't cry ever in public. Like, apparently not even when you punch me in the face and lose my tooth
apparently.
At 5 years old.
Yeah.
So I'm a very, like, tough person on the outside. And so I literally started tearing, and a friend is sitting next to me, and she's like, what is wrong with you? And I'm just like, nothing, gotta go to the bathroom. Like, okay, bye.
You're crying. I'm not crying. You're crying.
You're crying. I'm not crying. Like, and so, like, I just let it all out in the bathroom. I was like, what the heck is going on? And so then after that point, I kind of reached out to like older, some older people, like 6 years older than me. They were maybe like 20, 21, mm-hmm. kind of to be like, hey, like I need help kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically from that point on, that's really when we started transitioning into like, more of a stable kind of youth group and just really building a foundation for what we have now, because what we have now is like a lot compared to then, which was like 10 years ago now. Oh my gosh, makes me feel old. Anyway, so from that point on, I was just like, you know, like, let me just try this out and let me just do it. And I fortunately, thank God, picked the right people to kind of lead me, because that's when they were like, they kind of taught me what relationship was, you know, like it's about having a relationship with God, because God is a person, you know, it's not like he has all of these rules for you to follow. And if you break them, like, you're just going straight to hell. Like,
yeah, of course.
That's what we were taught as kids. So I was just like, you know, forget this. I'm not perfect. So
absolutely. And that's a big misconception and
very big misconception.
Another thing people don't get is a relationship with God is different for everybody else.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's no same format. I mean, there's
certain things.
There's basics like prayer and reading the word and stuff like that, and listening to, you know, the people God has placed in your life. But everybody has their own even way of praying with, you know, God. You know, like,
for sure.
Everybody has different struggles, different things, different ways they speak to God.
Yeah.
You know, and people forget that a relationship is going to be unique to you and God. It's not what Vanessa does isn't the same thing I do.
Yeah.
What I do isn't the same thing Vanessa does.
Yeah, just because we do it differently doesn't mean one of us is going to make it to heaven and the other isn't.
Exactly.
You know?
The important thing is having one.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, that's pretty much what kind of happened. And, of course, you know, it's tough at first because you're used to being, you know, who you were. Mm-hmm. Which in my case was, you know, the rebellious kid that never listened to anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, looked like an angel to you know, the adults and whatnot. But yeah, so, and it's just for me to follow rules in general. Like, I'm not a rule follower. I like to break the rules. as you can see by the climbing the building
rules
story.
Rules are made to be broken.
They're
right
made to be broken. So, like, being that, you know, religion's really about rules, that's why I was like, no
thanks.
Yeah,
of course. Absolutely.
No thanks.
And that's... Again, another thing I tell people, right, a relationship with God is, obviously there is some principles that it is based upon, but I tell people, right, if I was a religious person, you know, I wouldn't be able to do X, Y, or Z, and that's the end of it. With relationship, it's, okay, maybe you shouldn't do this for this reason, or it's like, okay, you can do this, you know, but you gotta set boundaries for yourself and stuff like that, you know, it's different. That's what I try to explain to people. People don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I remember when I had my group of girls that I would meet with every week, the way that I explained it to them was, like, you know, having a relationship, it's like with any other person. Like, you spend time with them. Like, you really want to know someone, you spend time with them.
Yeah.
You know, if you eventually fall in love with them and you do things, or you don't do things because you love them.
Yep.
So it's like,
absolutely.
Are you going to do something that's going to hurt that person or not? And like, that's what it's really about, not rules. It's not like, oh, you can't wear pants because you're a girl. Well, why? Where does it say that in the Bible?
Absolutely.
Like, that's not, I'm a sinner if I wear pants. Like,
Yeah. You know? There's still a lot of churches like that too, right?
Yeah.
You see the girls with the skirts down to
the
their
long
ankles.
Skirts.
Not that I'm against, you know, if you want to wear a skirt down to your ankles.
Yeah, it's up to you. Cool. But like, it shouldn't be mandated because it's not.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of the way I explained it to them, which is, you know, it's about forming an actual relationship. Not, you know, oh, this is someone that I just do things for. Like, I go into church so I can be safe. It's like,
absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
It's not what it's about.
Yeah,
at all.
For sure.
So, yeah, that's kind of how...
We spoke about a lot about your leadership, and we've spoken about that a lot today. How did that come about? Like, you said a youth leader.
How did it go
leader.
From the kid climbing the walls of the church to
I mean, we kind
of,
we have
leader.
The kids climb, we have the point where the kid is climbing the church, kid comes to Christ, and, you know, you told us a little bit, how did that come about? How old were you when that was a thing?
When I decided to kind of, like, actually listen to people
around
me.
Yeah. Let's call it that.
I was, so, around 13 is when that whole, like, 12, 13 thing where I encountered God for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So then after that, it was kind of, I was still a little uneasy about it, but I kind of was just like, all right, let me just try it out. Mm-hmm. So that meant, like, you know, worshiping, and it's weird at first because you're usually the kid that's making fun of the other kids.
Absolutely. You know, I was one of those kids too.
Raising their hands and being all... Well, then, you know, the people that were raising their hands were hypocrites, so that didn't help. But that's why we did it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it was like, okay, I'm not going to be ashamed to lift my hands. Because I feel like that's a big thing as a kid. Like, if you're worshiping and you lift your hands, it's a huge deal. Yeah,
it is.
And I think that's so funny because now as adults, like, we have no shame.
Absolutely. at all. No
like,
shame.
No shame whatsoever. But I feel like that goes with your, you know, knowing who you are and being, you know, firm in it and whatnot. So that's a whole other conversation. But then what happened was that I was like, okay, if I'm going to do this, like, let me get more involved. So I got recruited to the worship team.
Wow.
At 14.
For what? To sing?
Fun fact, the only thing I knew how to play was really the piano because I had taught myself.
Wow.
So I really, but they already had a piano player, so I really didn't know.
How'd you teach yourself to play piano?
I don't know. I just kind of.
There was no YouTube. YouTube wasn't really that big back then.
No, it wasn't. But so... I did it anyway. I don't know how, actually.
Wow.
All I, because I mean, I played saxophone at school, so I was like, I know this key is C.
We don't need a sax. We don't need a sax player at church, do we? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I try. People try to get me to play that all the time, but
do they really?
Yeah.
So anyway, so you you knew piano, but
yeah. So, but I only knew a little bit. Like I barely knew chords or whatever, and so I really didn't know how to play anything. They just kind of recruited me. So I started off. They taught me how to do sound. They taught me to do projections and stuff like that. And then I taught myself guitar. That was YouTube. By then, YouTube was pretty good for that. And I taught myself bass also. Cause
wow.
What happened was that we needed a bass player. And so I was like, let me learn bass. And there we go. And so, yeah.
I played a little bass. This not nearly, not good. But it's fun.
It is
I haven't touched the bass in like 5-6 years.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe more. Yeah.
Really? You should do it.
I should. Fun. I thought about it, but this isn't about me. This is about you.
You could do it, Abe. You could do it.
We'll see.
I believe
we'll
in you.
We'll have a chat after.
Yes, let's do it. I'll teach you.
For real. But, so you learned bass.
Yeah, I learned bass. But then we got our bass player back. Then there was a guitarist. He kind of taught me a lot about electric because I liked playing acoustic.
Okay. I prefer to hear an acoustic over an electric.
Me too. I like playing. I love playing acoustic. But whatever, not what they needed. So.
Yeah, right. So you learned electric?
Yeah, I learned how to play electric. I learned how to play rhythm and lead. Kept learning more stuff on my own. Different
songs.
Did
you ever learn how to play the drums?
I kind of taught myself a little bit.
Okay.
So I can kind of keep the beat.
Oh, interesting.
Steady
okay.
beat, maybe not, but...
Is there an instrument you don't know how to play?
The bagpipes.
Oh, that's true.
<That's>
right? The bagpipes.
The bagpipes.
You could have literally said the clarinet. No, you went straight
to
the
No, I know how to play the clarinet.
Oh, my God. You see?
Why I'm a music teacher, Abe.
That I didn't know it was music. That's right. I don't
Abe,
know why. I thought
it
was something
teacher.
Else.
Yes, if you didn't, those listening, I am a music teacher.
I knew you were a teacher. I forgot it was a music
Soon
teacher.
Soon to be certified music teacher.
Hey, we can get into that in a little bit.
Yes.
So?
Yeah.
So?
So, I know how to play a lot of instruments.
Did they get you to sing at any point?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes, they did.
Wow, it's already been 43 minutes.
Yes. Yes,
That's
it has.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they did. So, we had... a couple that was they were the worship team leaders, and then we transitioned to a different leader. I was probably 17, wow. 18 at this point. And it's funny because you don't realize how prideful you are until you know you get knocked down.
Yeah.
And so when Been this there. Transition was happening, it's funny because our youth pastors were giving us a talk, I really thought that I was going to be the next worship team leader because, I was the one that knew the most and they were kind of training me to be the worship team leader, like kind of grooming me for it. And it's funny because at that moment when the new worship team leader was announced, it was like a stab to the heart. It was like, and I was so angry and I was like, this is nonsense. Like, I am way more qualified for this and whatnot. And of course, you get slapped in the face afterward by God. And it's like, well, calm yourself there, child. Like, yeah. You're not all that in a bag of chips.
You really aren't.
Just because you know how to play almost every instrument does not mean that, you know. Yeah. No, at that point, I didn't know how to play everything. But yeah. So then our new worship team leader, he kind of stepped up. Which is Steve now.
I was about
Steve.
To say, is it
Steve,
our friend?
Steve, if you ever listen to this, I'm sorry.
Is it our friend that we both know, Steve?
Steve Martinez.
He's a good guy, Steve.
Steve is a good guy. Love you, Steve, if you ever listen to this.
Hopefully. If he does, that means it's spreading around.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So I'll let him know and be like, Steve, we talked about you today. Officially. On the record, on the talked record. About you today. And so with Steve, Steve was a new worship team leader, and a lot of things changed. We kind of lost some people. So we were kind of really spread thin, and, you know, between me and Steve, we kind of were playing around different instruments and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And there came a point where we didn't really have many singers, and Steve was like, hey, you're going to lead. And I'm like, what?
Hey, I know I'm not. Yes, you are.
it didn't even hit me. I'm like, what?
Who?
Lead? Yeah, lead guitar. Like,
lead
guitar. Lead piano? I could do that. Like,
yep, but
bass?
No,
I could do that too. What? Like,
sing?
Sing? You want me to sing? I'm like, Steve, I can't sing. And he's like, yes, you can. And, like, it was to even point where he was leading and singing, you know?
Oh.
Also, so, yeah. Yeah, and I, yeah, scariest moment of my life. I would have rather preached in
really?
Front of people. Yeah. And I don't like being in front of people. I hate the spotlight. For me to even play guitar, like, on a stage is big for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so that was, yeah, that was a growing, challenging experience.
Gotcha. And now you play 30 different instruments.
Well, that's because of my degree.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's.
And you ended up going to study music, though, right?
I did.
At LIU Post, which I now know.
Which you remembered today.
Yeah, I remember. I was reminded by your bumper sticker.
Yes.
Well, not bumper sticker, your window sticker, rearview window sticker, whatever you want to call
the
it.
The sticker on my car.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
that's cool. Is there any other struggles you encountered, even though after you came to Christ, like things you didn't understand or processes that were hard to break?
For sure.
Can you give us an example of one or two?
Because
people think, even though, like you said, you had your encounter with God and you decided to follow Christ, people think it's all still like, all right, the moment you decide, like, perfection follows, and it does it.
Don't ever believe that. It's the biggest lie I've ever heard in my life.
It will never follow, no matter if you've been 50 years in, going strong, praying every day, fasting. Perfection will never follow.
No such thing. Oh my gosh.
So, what were some things? Give me like an example of one or two that you still deal with today.
Today?
Let's do the past.
Okay. So, high school.
Mm-hmm.
High school is big thing for me because now I was on the worship team.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, I was like the assistant growth group leader mm-hmm. also. And then I was also doing volleyball. So that was a big thing. And it's funny because every kind of year, so volleyball is in the fall.
Yeah.
And it's usually like September, October for 2 months.
Yeah.
So for like those 2 months, like my life is about volleyball. And then AP classes too. So that's a fun time. So I, of course, neglected spending time with God, neglected mm-hmm. that whole thing. And of course, I'm still playing. And, you know, thank God for God's grace because
absolutely
God's
absolutely.
Grace is a huge God's grace is a real MVP, but
for real.
So this would always happen, so freshman year, sophomore year, junior year. And it's funny because sophomore year I sprained my ankle
mm-hmm.
and I was out for the rest of the season. Junior year I sprained my foot and tore a few ligaments in my foot. Who sprains their foot? Like, what?
Jeez.
I was out for the season and I was on varsity. I'm like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Senior year of high school, I'm like, okay, I'm on varsity, I'm the varsity captain. Like,
oh, you were the captain of your team. Wow.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, like, Abe, gotta be the best.
That's right.
Gotta be the best, man. It was October, so we were kind of like halfway through our season, and I was at practice, And we were playing what's called Queen of the Courts. So that just means that, you know, it's 3-on-3.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, basic volleyball, you bump it, you yep. set it, and you spike it.
Yep.
So that's what you try to, that's your goal for mm-hmm. every single thing.
Absolutely.
So my team, we're playing whatever. We have a perfect pass, perfect set. This set is so perfect. The most perfect set I've ever mm-hmm. had in my life.
Yeah.
It was perfect. I go up, I go to hit it and spike it. Perfect spike uh-huh. on the line, straight down,
mm-hmm.
all of this like heat behind it mm-hmm. and weight. I'm coming down Ooh. Like in the jump. Everything is in slow motion.
God.
It's all in slow motion at this point. And I'm seeing the ball go down and I have this smile on my face. I'm like, yes, this is the best ball I've ever hit in my life. Like, this is great. And I'm coming down. My face starts to change because my foot is coming on the floor. Now, when you jump and you come back down, your yep. knees bend.
Yes, they do.
My left knee decided not to bend. Yeah. Yes. So as my foot is coming down, my face has changed because I feel a pop in my knee.
Oh, no.
Yes. So immediately I wipe out on the floor because
Jeez.
I only had one leg pretty much that was stable. And I thought I had broken my leg. Oh my gosh. I was like, my leg is broken. It's totally broken. Jeez. I am done. Like, I'm not getting up. And so it hurts. I don't know if it was that it hurt or that I fell or what it was, but I was screaming and pounding the gym floor out of like anger and frustration. And it turns out I tore my ACL.
I was going to say, you probably tore yep. your ACL, your I MCL, tore, one of the two.
I tore my ACL and a little bit of my meniscus. So that was not a fun time. So okay. that, it's funny because I don't say that God did that because,
no,
you know, God never does anything.
He allowed it to
yeah.
happen.
Right, but it's just like that whole process of getting, you know, x-ray, then MRIs, and then finally reaching the decision that I had to get surgery, and I didn't know about that until like maybe like a month or two later or
wow.
whatever.
And you're the captain.
Yeah, the captain of the team, my senior year of high school.
And this was what, like in the middle of the season?
Yeah. Yep.
So they your team loses its captain.
Yeah. I mean, I was there for every game, but
I know, but like they lose their captain to play.
Yeah.
What position did you play?
I played right side.
Okay.
So what that means is that every time the ball would come back over, I would always be on the right side of the court ready to hit the ball.
Gotcha.
And I played all around too, so.
I always like to be the receiver, the person who tracked the ball,
yeah.
the libero.
Yeah.
The reason why I know so much about volleyball is because I watched the volleyball anime and I fell in love with it.
I love volleyball.
So that's rough.
Yeah,
that's rough.
So through that whole thing, I went through like this, another course.
Keep going.
Did it stop?
No, keep going. You're good.
I went through.
I'm just checking how much time we got left.
I went through this like another, of course, phase of depression because my knee was never going to be the same.
Yeah.
And it was just really rough just being, you know, stuck on the couch.
Mm.
And I was taking AP Bio that year, too. So that was not cool, trying to catch up with other work. And it was just a lot of time to myself. And I'm just like, well, what am I going to do now? Kind of thing. And I'm just like, I can't even go for a scholarship for volleyball. And
I was going to say, did you have aspirations of playing college?
I totally did. And even though I'm not tall enough, like, short volleyball mm-hmm. players are 5'9". I'm 5'5".
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I was just... I could have gotten something.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, I was just like, no, it's not going to happen. And it's funny because even during my senior year, I actually like wanted to go to school for being either like a physical therapist mm-hmm. or like a history teacher.
Interesting.
And God was like, no, you're going to be a music teacher. And I was like, really? Okay.
Okay.
I guess. Sure. I mean, why not?
Yeah, right.
So it was really rough. And... being that I was going to go for music and meant that I couldn't play sports because the program is so demanding of your time.
Absolutely. Music is very demanding as well.
Yeah. So, like, it's not a regular major. Like, you take at least 18 credits, if not more, a semester.
Yeah, absolutely. And
so, yeah.
Between all the sheet reading and the reading of notes and practicing of notes
learning
and chords, learning
instruments, and
there's no time for
transposition
sports.
And modulation and
yep.
theory and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And what is so that was a big struggle for you.
Yeah, that
absolutely.
Was one of my biggest things.
What
yeah.
about now? What are some just character, I guess, based things that you struggle with? Spoke about a lot about being the best, but also spoke about not wanting to be in the spotlight.
Yes.
How did that come about? Because there had to be a shift somewhere.
Ooh, yes, that is true. So I'm a very shy person by nature.
But you want to be the best.
Okay, I want to be the best in the shadows.
In the shadows, that's interesting.
It's, I don't know, I'm really weird. I want to be the best, but I want recognition, but I don't want recognition.
I get you.
I like to be the silently best.
I
want everyone to know it, but I don't want anyone to acknowledge it.
You want everybody to know it, but you don't want it to be like this big thing.
Yes, exactly. So I think it all started when Steve first asked me to lead, because first of all, getting on stage every week to just play in front of people was just nerve-wracking in itself.
Is it still nerve-wracking till this day? Not so much anymore? You still get the butterflies, but not, like, nervous, I guess?
Well, being that I've been taking this break, for those that don't know, I decided to take a break from the worst team since September. I'm actually going back today. Fun fact. So I will let you know on Friday.
Yeah, please.
But before this, no, I eventually got over it. It was, like, a normal thing for me. But when I was asked to lead people into worship, I was just like, okay, either I'm going to get really freaked out about this and get in the way of God moving, or I'm just going to suck it up because, you know, God has a reason for everything.
Yeah.
And if this is what's happening, like, okay. So I just decided, you know, to surrender it all and just be like, okay, I know I don't have a great voice, but I know that my worship is really genuine. It's really true. And, you know, my goal is to touch God's heart every time I worship. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to worship with all I got. Whether my voice is great or not, like, God, like, it's yours. Whatever you have to do, just do it. And so I think that attitude for me kind of really changed the way I thought about things and the way I think about, you know, whenever I do have to lead. I haven't led recently. The last time I led was for The Voyage
almost
in 2015.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I haven't led in a while. But I'm sure it's coming. Steve, probably after this, Steve listening to this, he's going to be like, you're going to lead now.
And if he didn't, if it wasn't before, the moment he listens to this, he's going to be like, well, Vanessa,
yeah,
it's about that time.
So just every time, you know, I get asked to preach, which is a thing in itself. But yeah, I always get nervous going on stage, whether it's to preach, doing announcements, doing a game or something. I'm just like...
It's funny. It's the opposite for me. Like, for preaching became to an extent, like, I don't get nervous when I'm up there. I just... The only thing I'm nervous about is making sure I do exactly and say exactly what God wants me to say. But, like, when it comes to public speaking, like, when I have to give PowerPoints in front of classes, preaching has completely destroyed the nerves of everything because I've gotten to preach at my church in front of, like, 200, 300 people. And that is nerve-wracking. Like, and for some reason that day I would only make eye contact with the pastor, and I desperately try and look somewhere else and kept coming back
to him. I
look
at the back wall.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, so like it destroyed my nerves for like when it comes to public speaking, that's not preaching.
Yeah.
PowerPoint presentations, talking to people I don't know, like all good, but like every time I go up there it's like just want to make sure. Oh, and also that I'm coherent.
Yeah. Yeah, that everything you're saying goes together.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, that's my biggest fear when I preach is that, you know, you go down a rabbit hole and you're like, crap, where was I going?
Yeah, how do I get back?
How do I land this place?
How do I get out of Wonderland?
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's cool. So we have a minute. We have about a minute left. We could do another one another time. Not today. I got stuff to do. I think Vanessa has stuff to do.
I do.
So we can do it another day, but thank you. We will do a part two. This was awesome, and we could talk about other things.
Sure.
Vanessa, thank you for taking out the time. We got lunch.
You got it.
Vanessa had to pay for me because my card was declined.
It's all right.
Yeah,
it's all right.
So I'm going to ask you to just pray to close this out. And is there anything you want to say before we pray to people very quickly?
You're going to pray or I'm going to pray?
You're going to pray.
Oh, I'm going to pray now. Joy. Did we not just talk about my nerves?
Exactly.
Challenging me, I see you pushing me. To say to people, I don't know whether or not you follow any kind of religion or anything. I think just kindness and love are key.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
you got 10 seconds.
All right, God, thank you so much for this conversation that we've had today, I hope it reaches a lot of people, the people that you want it to reach, and that it touches hearts, and that seeds are being planted through Abe's podcast.
Yes, Lord.
And that you bless Abe and his family and his life, because he's an awesome person. So I thank you for his life. And yeah, I think that's the end of our podcast.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.